It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, December 4th, 2014. Although the exact date and year are in dispute, some historians believe that December 4th, 1840 was the birthday of Crazy Horse, the great war chief of the Oglala Lakota Sioux. He is best known for taking up arms against the American government to protect the territories of the Lakota people and their way of life. His father was also named Crazy Horse, and one account says that he gave his son the name when he reached maturity. Another version has it that Crazy Horse took it himself after having a vision of his horse prancing in battle above the earth as if it were only a shadow. Having witnessed the death of the Lakota leader Conquering Bear in his early teens, Crazy Horse began to have visions. His father took him to what is today Sylvan Lake, South Dakota, where a red-tailed hawk led them to places in the tree-covered hills where they awaited the mystical revelations to come. In his visions, he received various charms for protection and was shown his face paint for battle, a yellow lightning bolt running down the left side of his face. Lastly, he was given a sacred song that is still sung by the Oglala people today and was told he would be their protector. The Lakota believe their visions take them to another world where they are invulnerable to physical harm. Crazy Horse believed this vision gave him his great power, and when he went into a fight, he had only to think of that world to be in it again, safe from danger. By 1865, his fierce bravery had earned him the status of a war leader. A year later, he led an attack on an American military force known as the Fetterman Massacre, the Army's worst defeat on the Great Plains up to that time. Other engagements followed, but the career of Crazy Horse as a war chief reached its peak in the Great Sioux War of 1876-77. His successful attack on General George Crook's 1,000-man force prevented them from coming to the aid of George Custer, whose 7th Cavalry Troop was wiped out at the Little Bighorn. In battle, Crazy Horse's personal courage was never questioned, and a Arapaho warrior who rode alongside him said, "He was the bravest man I ever saw." On January 8, 1877, Crazy Horse's warriors fought their last major battle at Wolf Mountain in Montana. His people struggled through the winter, weakened by hunger and cold, so he decided to surrender to protect them and went to Fort Robinson in Nebraska. 4 months later, he was fatally wounded by a military guard while allegedly resisting imprisonment. Even when dying, he refused to lie on the white man's cot. He insisted on being placed on the floor. In his 1989 history classic, The Great Plains, Ian Fraser notes, "He may have surrendered, but he was never defeated in battle, and he was never captured. He didn't know what a jail looked like. He never met the president, never rode on a train, slept in a boarding house, or ate at a table. And unlike many people all over the world, when he met white men, he was not diminished by the encounter." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 4th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.